Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Well, here we are. Super Mega has finally done something that they said they were going to do. Not in a timely manner,
but the point still stands.
We did it. What do we look? Which camera do I look at? Should I even pay attention to that? Don flashed me his. I don't know what.
Don just walked outside the door and flashed.
Was that his cock or one of his balls?
It's hard to tell. They're all the same size.
Yeah.
But guys, welcome to. This is amazing.
Episode 300 of the Super Mega Cast.
That's right. Episode 300. Wow. We have hit 300 episodes. God damn.
Calls for a little celebration.
Yeah, I think it does.
I pulled out the Hennessy bottle for those listening on audio because now it is video.
Right. If you're on Spotify right now and listening to this, guess what? You can go to YouTube right now and you can actually watch our brand new set with the 3-camera setup. The podcast itself, the podcast itself stays the same.
I don't want to, you know, we got to make sure we get the sound.
Of course.
I was letting you finish.
No, well, the podcast stays the same, but now you can actually look at our beautiful
faces. Want
to
rock, paper, scissors for who gets the first swig?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it didn't. You got to
kind of hold it and
see. There's no anymore.
What?
Yeah.
That's nothing. Let me try. I don't think I'll be able to do it, but.
See? I mean, you get the.
It doesn't do the. Just like,
I guess that just means we need some more Hennessy. The friction has worn thin.
Yeah, that's what it is. There's been no liquid here for months because no one's had a sip out of the Hennessy.
Loaded the cork.
Absolutely. See, it's fully dry.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Every time we play rock, paper, scissors, it takes us like 7 times to finally do something different.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Hey, right. Come on. First swing.
It's all you, buddy.
Okay. Oh, you already. Thanks for already. Yeah.
I mean, do you want to? It's the celebratory 300th episode of Hennessy. Everyone thought that the Hennessy was a bit.
It's not.
Everyone's like, oh, they always talk about having the Hennessy bottle and making guests take a sip, and they thought it was just some like elaborate bit we do. But now you can actually see. This is the Hennessy bottle, and it's at the level
it's
at now.
Finished. And that is.
Guests have sips every time they come on.
Pure gasoline.
I'm not a big
not
fan
even
of
close,
cognac.
Actually. I'm sure there's alcohol out there that's just fucking brutal.
Dude, this is I just feel it
running through your body.
I hate Hennessy's personally.
Well,
you gotta take a
celebratory
sip. How big of a swig did you take?
Huh?
How big of a swig did you take?
Probably like if there was like 2 caps of plastic Coke bottles, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's a great way to put it. I wish that, you know, unfortunately it doesn't have that type of lid,
no,
so I can't measure it.
It has the nipple lid.
Just go ahead and have a little Hennessy.
Like, I have, like, a sympathy reaction whenever I watch you take a swig. Makes me, like, experience it all over again.
I took a pretty big one. Oh. Washing it down with sugar-free Red Bull is probably the flavor combination there is unbelievable.
Would you like a stizzy? Would you like a hit of the stizzy?
Is that marijuana?
Yeah.
Sure, man. I mean, we're going crazy
to
now.
Celebrate the 300th episode of the Super. That's a big deal.
That's a big effing
right?
deal.
That's somewhat of an achievement. I think even 100 episodes was an achievement.
Absolutely, it was.
How many podcasts quit before the 100th episode?
I'd say a large majority of podcasts that are attempted don't make it to episode 100.
That's dizzy hits, bro. Watch out. I wish we got waters in here. I could take a sip of water.
I know.
I mean, I could go get us some water. Do you want a bottle of water? Do you already have?
Uh-huh. I've got one right here.
So I'm unprepared. I'm the unprepared one.
No, Oh yeah, that stizzy does it do be hidden. Well, we've got marijuana and Hennessy, and we're ready to have a good, a wonderful time on episode 300 of the Super Mega Cast.
I think there's a part of me that's still like playing. You know, we're always gonna be aware of the cameras, but there's a part of me that's like, oh no,
oh totally, yeah.
Okay, what are we talking? I'm thinking of it as if it were a video, but I gotta keep the mentality of. No video to remain comfortable.
It because what I love about the podcast was we always just felt super comfortable. And now cameras are on. We just got to get over that little like got to break through that period where it's like got to forget the cameras are there, you know, and just fucking.
We just talk like two best friends.
That's right. Pound it.
Knuck it, brother.
What's been good with you besides your back? Oh my god, dude. I'm doing the same thing right now. That Hennessy is. Oh, tasting it for a second
that is
time.
Some good Hennessy, bro.
That is delicious cognac, dude.
That Hennessy hits. Holy fuck.
Yeah, man.
Nothing big. My birthday's coming up.
How old are you turning?
28.
That's right.
And we started the channel when I was
21.
Yeah,
21.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this for a bit.
Holy shit, man.
I'm sure, I mean, it's coming up. We're going to have been doing Super Mega for a decade, which is ridiculous to think about.
Yeah, our next milestone's 7 years, next April.
Yep.
Fuck. Dude, it honestly only really started hitting me how long we've been doing this, like, within the last year, when I'm like, 6 years. Ugh. Fuck.
It was when we hit the 5-year mark, I was like, damn. Because yeah. I remember you and I in the beginning, we always kind of talked like, however long this goes, I think you and I were a bit dismissive of the fact that it could go close to slash over a decade. But I'm pretty confident that will remain correct, and at some point something will happen to steer us off the road, like a tragedy.
Don't put that into the universe.
I'm not putting it into the universe. Look, if I were to be spread across concrete by some jackass. You know, listening to Kid Rock or Riff Raff while blazing through a stoplight, that's not on me. I was following the rules of the road.
No, absolutely. And it happens.
Yeah, it happens.
I'd be devastated. Would you want me to keep doing the podcast just by myself? How depressing would that be? I continue the channel.
There's
fully
like an
by
empty,
myself.
There, but the chair stays here in the wide shot.
The wide
continues.
Shot still shows, and it still randomly like cuts over to your empty chair. Yeah, so, you know, just doing the podcast.
What's been going on with you, though? Anything big? Anything bright and beautiful?
Well, my house has, for the last few weeks, been turned...
It's going to continue to be this way. We talked about it last episode,
yeah.
where you are a motel of sorts.
I'm pretty much, I call it Matthew Watson's Heartbreak Hotel. It's where all the newly single men are coming to stay with me. It's basically, it's like a halfway house for incels.
But the Plex is turning into that as well.
Yes. Don was staying in my studio. Jim was in my downstairs. And I just had to be real. I was like.
Jim was in your downstairs? Come on.
Yeah, man. You know. And he keeps it clean.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, him and I talk about how clean we keep it. Because him and I both do the same thing where after we poop, or sometimes during to help people poop out. We fill up our rump with water and then shoot it out.
Well,
we just clean out our, we douche out our assholes. Or what's the chamber that you, are we just filling up like, what are we filling up?
I can tell you. So basically, little bit of butthole anatomy. You've got the, you know, the sphincter. That's like that's the muscle that contracts that keeps your asshole closed.
Okay.
There is like a chamber.
Okay, good.
And then a second sphincter. And then all the shit's up there. And when you're ready to shit, it comes to that one. So it
goes through a little chamber into the other.
So basically, I think you're filling up that chamber and then just blasting it out.
Well, it feels wonderful. And for those who haven't tried it, they should do it.
I've tried it and it kind of just hurts for me. But you also got to remember my surgical history.
I was about to say, you have such a tight asshole, Matt. Never been penetrated before.
So what?
I remember in youth group, there was this older counselor that made a comment about someone's like farts. He was just like, was it a counselor? Or was it just an older kid? Like it was like the difference between a tight fart and then like a very flappy, just breathy fart. He's like, if you have a flappy, breathy fart, means your asshole's a little open, and I'm not going to judge you for that, but usually it means something.
Some, like, church father figure, like, hey, Ryan, can we talk?
You want a nice, tight fart. That means that nothing's been up there.
See, you go back and forth between the two, and with absolute ease.
I wouldn't say a talent, because a talent feels like
it's
something
100% a talent.
You can call on at any point. I cannot do it at any time. I just let the farts happen. It's natural. A natural talent.
You know, go back to the very first episode of this podcast. If we teleported back to ourselves while recording it, and like, guys, guess what? Over six years later, you're on episode 300, and you're like 10 minutes in, and you're still talking about farts and shitting.
I ended the last podcast with a fart. I farted right into the mic, and we talked a little after that too. But I was like, "Nah,
you just cut it."
Yeah.
I fully forgot about the era of the podcast where you didn't have like the outro music on your computer. So instead of just downloading it, you just put a fart sound for like, because you would edit the odd ones and I would edit the even ones. Mm-hmm. So all the odd ones for a very long period of time, maybe like at like 250. 260, 270, just...
I could check.
Every episode just ends with just... Was it the same sound every time?
It was like this 3-hour... Not even 3 hours. It was a compilation of different fart noises, and I would just pull from them.
3 hours?
It wasn't 3 hours. That's why I went back on that statement. I wasn't confident in that statement at all.
There's that one...
There are 3-hour fart compilations on YouTube, though.
There are. There's 10-hour ones.
Yes.
Which I don't think it's much of a compilation. I think it's probably like 30 seconds that just loop for 10 hours. You know, there can't be that many.
It's like the same 30 seconds, as you said, to like a minute of the same farts, but just looped for 10 hours.
I don't understand why certain sound effects are so difficult to find a good version of when it's like such a like farts. Like if you try to find a fart sound effect, like on a, like we use a website called SoundSnap and we get a lot of sound effects from there and we have a membership and they have like tens of thousands of sound effects, but just like it's like every fart sound just sounds awful. It just sounds like goofy fake cartoon and not like real. And it's like I'm looking for something real.
I think it's because in a Foley studio, usually you have the tools there to produce the sound on the spot. But a fart, one, you need to eat the right things and have, you know, everyone's disposition to being able to create farts is different. Some people can do it on a whim. Some people need the right shit. So that person would then require to get in that mood. And also you can kind of tell what type of fart it's going to be, but you can never really like hone in the exact sound you want.
That's exactly true. It's all, you never actually know. You can kind of like, you know, your brain, the human brain is evolved to recognize patterns.
We need to set like a little room, like a dark room we can come in, and all it is pressing a button and the mic starts recording. And like if one of us has a fart, we just go in there, hold down the button, and then the moment we click off of the button, it stops.
And it puts it into like a vault.
Yep.
Like an archive thing.
Because we have some pretty good sounding toots.
Yeah. Well, especially you. Like mine are nothing to write home about, but yours have always just been from the beginning. Just
I said an out of body experience.
Is it the Hennessy?
No, it's more of like going back to what you said of like this is a milestone. We're doing a live action podcast and we have devolved straight into minutes worth of conversation about farts.
I'd say a good, maybe at least half of it so far.
Yeah.
So like if it's someone's first time watching the podcast, they're like,
which it might be because they're going to start from A lot of people might
start on this episode.
Yeah, the live action stuff.
This might be y'all's first episode. And if this is your first episode of the Super Mega Cast, welcome to the family.
Yeah. Is there something that's better when you watch the, it's like it's more physically stimulating when you can see people move and see their facial expressions? Does it take away the bite out of the comedy?
Well, you know, they can still listen to the audio and they don't have to see us.
Because we still upload.
It's still the exact same podcast, same microphone setup, same everything. You probably won't even realize there's cameras here right now.
Yeah, this is the first time I've sat down to record a podcast since, when did we start doing the...
What'd you say? It's been like 51 days since your
sciatic shit, but I think I was able to sit down.
Still nothing from the MRI?
Nope. I even called the ENT today and nothing. I'm going back in time to see because it's been like maybe like a little over a month.
Yeah, you've been having to lay down every time we record. I can't believe you're actually sitting right now.
Big skulls and big mouth. Yeah.
Does it hurt?
Imaginary friends. Gleeking, I think, was the last one we put out
with Oxel.
I wasn't fucked up. And that came out on 420, which 420 is the day.
Oh, wow.
That it all went down.
So ever since 420, you've just been honestly just fucked.
Yeah.
Hey, so have I. But, you know.
Hey.
Different reason.
Exactly.
Weed.
Oh. Some of the stizzy?
Yeah, some of that that sticky icky. Some of that chronic. Damn, hit that shit. Hit that. Smoke that shit. Smoke that chronic, boy.
Oh, God. It feels so good.
Oh, let me get a hit of it, too. Oh.
I do want to get some water. And while I'm gone, could you update the people on the court case between us and Kevin Federline?
Yeah.
I just think people want an update on that.
Are we allowed to talk about that?
I mean, our lawyer said we could.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's a court case right now. It's me and Ryan being sued by a... looking at me through the door right now, but there's this whole lawsuit right now with Kevin Federline, and it's a mess, you know. Hey, that's my coffee, Justin.
Would you like it now,
Justin? This is the first time you'll ever actually get to see Justin on the podcast.
I know he's actually real.
He's not just a fig. He's not a third voice we do.
Hi.
Look at that one right there, Justin. Yeah.
Hey, Justin, you want a hit of the stizzy?
Yo, Justin, smoke this chronic. Dude.
Dude, take a hit of the stizzy, bro.
Yo, hit that chronic, Justin. Justin, hit that fucking chronic.
You
want to
hit the stizzy? What's wrong with the stizzy?
Fuck the stizzy.
The stizzy life, I didn't choose the stizzy life. The stizzy life
chose me. Justin, if that fucks up the autofocus and the rest of the thing, my camera's blurry.
Justin, when you go back into the recording, you're going to see me. I was eyeing your shorts because I was like, should I pants Justin?
Damn it, dude. Justin.
But you're not on camera.
Well, it would just be for personal enjoyment.
What?
Just the shorts, right? Or everything.
Well, sometimes, and
It all depends. I don't want to make a promise.
I've made this mistake before where I've pantsed Ryan in a public setting.
At the Grumps office.
Yeah, at our place of work.
And my cock went...
dude,
it was fucking like...
But it was right in your face.
Yeah,
dude.
No, like, right... See, now people have to watch the podcast.
We pants Justin. Justin, I think, are you going to be messing with this footage? Is that what's going on? We're handing it off.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be fiddling around with it.
Justin, for a brief moment, like if stay just right there. Doesn't he look like if someone did that face app thing? Where it's like the chiseled like chin and like the sparkly eyes.
Yeah, it's the lighting. It shows off your facial structure very, very nicely.
Like right
there. You're glowing,
there.
Justin. Your skin's looking great, by the way, Justin.
You're choosing one of the worst angles. Justin's choosing an angle where he's taking a picture of himself like this.
Slightly below.
Which is always a bad angle.
That's what every like 40-year-old like conservative white dude on Twitter, their profile picture is them and in their truck.
Or just any Uber Eats driver.
Yeah, honestly, dude, Uber Eats driver. What I like about Uber Eats and Postmates is you can actually...
Love you, Justin.
Bye, Justin.
Have a
Thanks
good...
Thanks for the coffee. You can actually view the full resolution of the driver's image on Postmates and Uber and Uber
You
Eats.
Showed me that. Never since.
And ever since,
love
yeah.
fucking saving them whenever they're goofy.
They're great, dude, because like you click it and you can click it and it shows you the full image and you can just save the image. And I'm like, this is awesome. And I have a whole collection on my phone of some of the best ones.
Is there something where we have to like cover up brands or something?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I don't feel like it.
And speaking of brands, how about we cut to some ad reads?
Some ad reads?
I know that people have been waiting.
Okay, let's go to those ad reads.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
And we're back from the ad reads.
That's right. We are right back.
Right back. Do you guys enjoy it?
With some more funny content and some more stizzies.
Yo, a little bit of chronic never hurt a man, you know? Dude, how are you?
You want some stizzy?
No, dude, I took...
Bro, you don't want any more stizzy?
After two hits, I was absolutely stizzied out. I am stizzied out of my mind right now.
I love how the first podcast back, it looks like we're like, we're shilling for Monster and Hennessy. And
then there's like weed vape.
La Colombe
coffee. It's
Colombe? There's no thing over the
E. Oh, Colombe?
Colum?
La Colombe. Because, well, if it's Spanish, it's Colombe.
True.
Isn't that where that thing happened?
Huh?
Never mind. Yeah, but I had a great dream. I had a wonderful dream last night.
About?
It's because yesterday we were in the other room and you're like, look at this. And you show me a video of like these two little gibbons walking.
Yeah.
Gibbon monkeys with their tails up. I had a dream, and this is the first time I've ever had a dream like this, where we got a, I got a monkey and I brought it to the Super Megaplex. And it was one of those little gibbons with like the, they walk with their hands out like this and like, woo. And I had him, and I was carrying him around the office, and all of you guys were like, whoa, you brought your monk. Oh, yeah, there he is. Dude, the way they fucking walk. Is that a gibbon? Maybe not.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what kind of monkey this is. I don't even know if this can be seen well on
Probably
the
not. I'm wearing polarized sunglasses, so I can't even see your phone screen. It's like a bunch of rainbow.
Wait, take them off real quick. You got to see this shit. Try to explain this one.
It's just a little, will you send that to me?
Yeah, do you?
Yeah, it's like a little Pomeranian puppy, and a guy just blows it a little bit with a leaf blower, and it just kind of like moves a foot, like whoop, but he doesn't even notice.
You like it when I send you, you want me to start sending you some animal videos?
I love animal videos, dude.
I've gotten back on the TikTok recently, and.
Damn, all right, Kesha.
Stop. Come on.
Remember that song?
TikTok, make it rock, gonna blow the speakers up tonight. I'ma fight till we see the sunlight. TikTok on the clock, party don't stop. No, no, oh, 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 oh.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah,
super mega clip. Matt Ryan sing Kesha.
They have to leave this part in.
10-hour version,
and also this part too at the end. And now the clip's done.
Nope. Now it's done.
Whoever clips that, I just end it right there. Now it's done. I had a monkey and I was carrying around the office and I would just let him run free and he would just go like running room to room. And I remember we had him in the living room and you had a pack of like fruit Mentos And we were like, dude, let's give him some Mentos. And we gave him like a strawberry Mentos and he chewed on it. And he was just like his eyes rolled back in his head and he was having, we were like, oh, he likes it, dude. He likes the Mentos. And then he did pee
like,
on the counter.
Like giving a cat catnip. He's just like.
Yeah, he was like, And I was like, yeah, fuck yeah. And then he did pee on the counter at one part of the dream and it got on.
Wasn't me.
A piece of paper that was on the counter. And I didn't want you, yes, Shaggy. I didn't want you guys to see that he had done that because I thought that you guys would be mad. Like, you can't bring the monkey to the office anymore. So I was trying to clean it up. But like when I would clean it, it would like respawn like next to it. So that was my dream I had about a monkey. And there was one part where I'm carrying around the office and he's hugging me. And it actually felt like really good in the dream.
Well, like every now and then, like I'll be going through TikTok and there'll be an account where it looks like just like some fucking high schooler. And there's just a monkey in like a high schooler's room. And it's just like, what? And they're just like playing around like
how
it's
do,
a
how
pet.
How do people get these things?
I don't know.
I know, but like, I know the illegal monkey trade is pretty popular, but
their dad's like an accountant for like the cartel.
Dude,
you want this monkey?
I love like when cartel dudes have like lions and like cheetahs.
Tigers.
Well, dude, it's in bears. Oh my! But it's usually
that's
it's
awesome.
Like,
man.
Have you seen those videos of like those like Saudi Arabian like
knights?
No, but. These Saudi Arabian
nerds.
That was genius. This like Saudi Arabian like oil mogul like sons where like their dad's like an oil mogul or they inherited like billions and it's just them in their like Dubai penthouse and they just have like a cheetah laying there with like a monkey running around.
But isn't like the background to a lot of that is you can't really fucking domesticate a lot of these animals to the extent of like back then, at least what they did. It's not like they bred them. They just like took them from the wild. So like they take the cool pictures, but then they just like throw them in a room because they just be like fucking like,
it's a leopard. It's going to fucking kill me.
That was my impression of a tiger getting upset.
And if it did that, I wouldn't want to. I'd lock in a room, too. I'm pretty sure like there's no way to legally obtain those animals, really, unless you're like
a sanctuary. Licenses, I'm guessing.
I promise these Saudi oil billionaires don't have sanctuary licenses. It's the one.
I thought you just meant in general. I wasn't. Talking
I guess like
for
zoos.
Them.
Like, I get. Do you need like a license to buy exotic animals? I mean, you must. But like, how do you go about getting that?
I bet you. I shit you not. Let's not even look it up on Google. You and I should watch We Bought a Zoo and see if we can come back and answer that question.
Okay. Because, I mean, like, zoos have to get their animals from
Are
somewhere.
Are we actually going to do that, or is that just going to be another thing that's like, eh?
I guess we'll see in a future episode, right? I guess all of you will. I just don't want to commit to anything.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, I've seen it, like, here and there, like.
You've seen it?
Once.
Was it good?
I didn't see it all the way through. Oh, by the way.
Dear Mom. Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah, let's watch. We Bought a Zoo with Matt Damon. Wait, what about Zookeeper? That one might be a little more
insightful.
I saw
that one in theaters with my dad. It's like, someone said this on the subreddit or some shit when someone mentions a shitty like 2000s movie that came out. All of a sudden it's like, is it the guy like sweating? It's some fucking meme where essentially the whole thing is like, I always say me. I saw that with my dad in the theaters because I did. I saw every fucking like
yeah, dude,
shitty 2000s.
I'm surprised
movie.
At how many of these like shitty comedy movies you've actually seen. I remember I brought up Wild Hogs once. Like I saw in theaters.
Little Man.
You saw Little Man?
No. What was it called?
It was Little Man.
Was that the name of the movie?
Yeah, when he plays
with Marlon Wayans.
Yeah, Marlon Brando, and he plays the little man. That one's great. That's like the same era, like Urvana movie is like White Chicks.
yeah.
But just even worse.
Fuck White Chicks, though.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I don't know. It creeped me out.
Hey, fuck white women.
They looked creepy to me in the makeup.
Do you think that's a little insensitive?
Huh?
You think that's a little insensitive?
To me.
Yeah, honestly, they were appropriating. That kind of was not cool.
Yeah.
You know? They never got in trouble for it. But I do it, and then all of a sudden, everyone on the internet's mad at me for doing it.
Well, people don't understand, like, it's like, you know, morals are supposed to be set in place. There's not supposed to be some double standard that you get by. So I feel like, and like, you know, I'm, my people were disenfranchised.
They still are.
Yeah, you know, the Irish were slaves.
Yeah. Did you know that? The Irish were slaves too, you know.
Yeah.
And
and my family feels that to this day. In fact, because I bring it up at family gatherings.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
I say, isn't this unfair?
Well, I honestly think that if they're allowed to do whiteface in that movie, that we should be allowed to do blackface on the podcast and get away with it. I'm going on record and saying it.
You are brave.
I guess, well, now, you know, now that it's a video podcast, it's like, well, now clips will just be very easy just to clip. But before I can be like that, I want to state that that was clearly a joke.
This is the first episode back, and it's just, like, I'm looking at visually what people are looking at. It's just like,
oh yeah, we have a monitor over it. Fucking the Cookie Monster hat, dude.
Oh shit, we've been recording for, there's a timer now. 33 minutes and 55
seconds.
Oh
shit, dude.
Except it probably was recording like for a few minutes before we started. Fuck.
What?
Is this how you felt when your septum was all fucked up?
Yeah. I could like I couldn't breathe out of one of my nostrils pretty much. It was just, well, my nose is actually stuffy right now.
The chronic didn't help too much. I could try calling the ENT live on the podcast.
Yeah, call the ENT, man. See what's going on.
They didn't pick up when I called like 3 hours ago.
Why would they? It's a doctor's office.
I'm so frustrated with everything going on, dude.
Yeah, the Lord's throwing you through the ringer right now. This is going to suck if it doesn't pick up, dude.
You have reached the confidential voicemail for...
Ooh, it's confidential. And bleep out the first name.
Why'd you go to a doctor that was his name? I don't think anyone... I don't think I've heard anyone use that term since, like, 2003.
Well, it's been a bit. I mean, 2016.
Hey! Knuck it, bro. 2016. That is nice. We have a timer now. How's your back?
It's all right.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. You got, what's that? An icy hot pack? What are you going to do with it? It's a lidocaine patch?
What the fuck?
Bro, I don't smoke nicotine. I smoke lidocaine. It's like menthol cigarettes, but better. What are you looking for?
There they are.
Oh, it's a fucking pair of scissors deep in your chair?
Yeah.
The hell?
Just in case I need a pair of scissors.
Why do you have that like underneath you instead of like to the side? Like on the table or just next to your chair? They're underneath you. Keeping them warm? Are they warm?
Yeah, they're really warm. Have I kept them warm?
Yeah, you have kept them warm. They're pretty warm. This is a live. Where are you gonna put it? On your ass?
Where the pain kind of
nice
is right now.
Nice. Yeah, yesterday you took. I walked into the kitchen as you were like had your pants down, putting one on your ass, and then later in the day you took same said menthol ass patch and then tossed it on me. Right on my chest at the end of a Minecraft Let's Play.
Which, I'm excited for people to see that big project.
Yeah.
The Minecraft Let's Play, showing off our server.
Yeah, we have our Patreon server is pretty cool. Minecraft server on it now, and it's pretty epic. It's a lot of fun people on, building some really cool stuff.
Jake?
We're not supposed to bring up by name.
Brian? Ryan? Macintosh.
Lewis? That was the monkey's name, by the way. It was Lewis.
In the dream?
In my dream, yeah. I remember it was Lewis.
Oh, I think if I had a monkey, I'd name it Charles.
That's a good-ass monkey name. It fits those like those little...
Charles.
Like, Charlton. This is my monkey, Charlton Heston. Dude.
The fourth.
I would... Like, what are the ones that, like, they walk with their hands out like
Gibbons,
this?
Right?
Gibbons, I think so, yeah. Yeah. I love how they fucking walk, dude. That Charles is a great name for a monkey like that.
I mean, a lot of monkeys also run, like, if they're trying to make themselves look bigger, they throw their arms up.
It's just funny. He's like, ooh, just tossing them up, having a good time. I wish that they were, like, native to California.
Gibbons?
Yeah.
Parrots are. Rats are.
Parrots aren't native.
Are there parrots going around?
Yeah,
they're not native, but like
that's because
they're here now.
Back in like the 1900s,
yeah,
someone's parrot started fucking, and now there's parakeets everywhere.
They're like native now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean,
because there are a bunch of parrots bred here. Now.
Native is a relative term, you know? It's like, there was always something that was more native than that.
We're native. We're Native Americans.
Yeah, we are. God damn it. Coming out the gate strong.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Yeah, but honestly, like, think about how different life would be if There's a universe out there where in Los Angeles, gibbons are running rampant. Like, there's places
swinging
in the world.
From, like, traffic signs.
Yeah.
Covering up the lights, like, on purpose.
Yeah. Causing horrible car accidents. Like, it's like they run out in front of you and you hit them like a deer. That would be devastating. I think that's more sad than hitting a deer.
Because it's bipedal sometimes.
Not anymore.
No.
Yeah. But it would be very sad. Watching the life leave a monkey's eyes would be... probably like one of the saddest things I can imagine, honestly.
Like Coco the gorilla?
Not a gorilla. I'm talking about monkeys. Gorillas.
You have no sympathy for a dying gorilla?
No, they're scary as hell.
What about
a dude?
Chimp?
Chimps, that's kind of funny.
An orangutan?
Also funny, but monkeys just sad.
Orangutan or tan?
I think it's orangutan.
Okay.
But
why tang? As a kid was it tang? Orangutans.
I swear that it, like, just changed one day, like, when we were, like, 12. It was orangutan, and then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, it's orangutan. It's
like, I remember it being orangutan. Orangutan.
Maybe orangutan is a type of orangutan? Is that a thing?
Orangutan wheels.
Or the Tang the drink? Delicious drink. I need a little bit of Tang in me right now. After smoking that chronic... a little bit of Tang would really really help me out. My chest, my pectoral muscle has been twitching the whole podcast, and I don't know if anyone's noticed, but it looks like my heart's beating incredibly fast.
It is tans. I don't know where Tang came from.
I think tan is like the family, right? Orangutan, and then maybe an orangutan refers to like a single.
Okay, I found something.
I don't know.
I didn't find anything. It's a bullshit website. What's the difference?
I hate
Ask
that
the
shit.
difference.com. What is the difference?
I hate going to a bullshit website. Just it's like I want to see something. I click it. And I'm it's bullshit. It's a bunch of shit. It's not what I wanted to see.
I'm not really getting any solid. I think it's orangutan.
Yeah,
orangutan. I think it's like a southern like. It's an orangutan.
It's a cool ass name.
Orangutan. It's an orangutan.
Yeah, orangutan.
Orangutan.
They're one
of my favorite monkeys. I love orangutans.
They're kind of creepy to me.
Why? They just seem like old, like, chill.
They do seem like wise, older monkeys.
Yeah.
Like, they're like the elders.
The elders or the wizards.
Yeah. Well, what are the ones that have the weird thing right here on their face?
Isn't that an orangutan?
Yeah, yeah. That's what freaks me out. What is that?
Their face?
It's like there's just some extra face there that doesn't need to be there, that's not on, like, any other primate.
Well, gibbons have a little extra arm there, you know?
Yeah,
to the benefit of a gibbon. The extra faces to the benefit of the orangutan. It wouldn't be an orangutan without that.
That's true. That is absolutely true. Was that Don that just walked by?
He walked by like a dead space monster.
I saw out of the corner of my eye just like a shape shift.
There should have been like a piano as he walked by.
Man, but.
Should we have some more ad reads?
Yeah, we probably should.
And I can go walk around a little.
And I can go piss.
I can walk a little bit.
You know, I got a lot of piss in these balls to get out. And put those Crocs on.
See that?
I see it.
Oh yeah, it's going to work, baby.
Is it?
I think so.
It's like menthol cigarettes for your leg.
Fucking cut to the ads.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're back. Welcome.
Hell. Hey, yeah. Welcome. Welcome back from the ads. I know that's everyone's favorite part of the podcast.
No, whenever they're whenever they're mentioned in like Reddit threads, it's always positive.
People love them. What people really like too is the episodes when there's more ads, because it means the episode's longer.
Yeah,
by default,
which isn't happening now. Well, in the audio version, who knows? Who knows where they put them?
Yeah, you know, when it's on like Spotify and Apple Podcasts and shit, it we don't put the ads in. We record them, send them. They put the ads in for us. So I don't know what order they go in or. At what point they play? Well, they play when we say let's cut the ad breaks, and then that's where it goes. But you know, other than that, I don't really know, and I don't really give an F.
Knuck it, bro.
You know, I don't really give an F because you know, if they don't like the ads, then they can not listen, you know, or they can just go Patreon, $5 a month, and you can get it ad free.
It's Justin's kazoo.
The fuck,
right?
It doesn't work. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I forgot. You don't just blow into a kazoo. You have to hum.
Let me try this sucker out.
You got to hum. Just hum.
That's great.
That sounds like one of the very first Chris Chan videos. Yeah, you got any plans this weekend?
I'd like to go to Corn Man.
Hey, I didn't get to go last time.
We can do tonight.
I would love to do tonight. Okay. I'd love to go to Corn Man tonight.
Cause Rav was thinking.
Rav?
Well, I brought the idea up, and he sounds it.
The White Macklemore?
Yeah, he seemed to like the idea. We go to round one before Corn Man, and then leave round one to go to Corn Man.
And we could talk about our plans.
I walk around most of the time.
That's great. I was there like a week and a half ago. I had a blast.
It's great.
I went bowling. It's really
fun. Is that the one in Burbank?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't there
it's not as good as
about to say they're kamikaze rooms. They're karaoke rooms.
I mean, I get anything.
They're fucking whatever. They're
kamikaze rooms. Anything be a kamikaze room if you make it.
Are they like only two there at that location?
Yes, and the wait for like last time I went with some friends and I played pool and I bowled, and the wait for each one of them was like an hour each just to like get a pool table and then to bowl. So we like left and we walked to this is really good burger place that's like a walking distance.
Five Guys?
No, it's a Wendy's.
Oh wow. Yeah.
But they just opened this like smash burger place right next to round one in Burbank. It's fucking delicious. It's really, really good. You'd like it. They were like, you gotta try this place, man. And I was like, okay. And I tried it, man, and it was pretty good.
See, a boy loves his apple pan,
Yeah, but, of course he does.
But a smash burger, like a real greasy type of
good ass, like where the grease like crisps the edges. The best. I love a good smash burger.
Although I've been to the Apple Pan and been disappointed sometimes.
And I love a little burger after a smash, you know? People are going to have to now do a fist bump counter from this point on, because now they're going to be able to see it. They're going to be like, all
right. Or well. Justin. I'm kidding.
Justin.
And you don't do that with the podcast.
That was like when we edited for Markiplier, and Markiplier would be like, towards the end of the video, like, oh, Matt, by the way, put a counter in how many times I've sworn. And I'm like,
you're like
okay,
oh,
when I have
no.
to go rewatch the video, and if I got it off by one, which I did on multiple occasions, because honestly, dude, like, swear words are just so normal to me, you know? I use those little suckers so much.
I don't even notice it. Sometimes
I don't notice it, yeah.
When I'm talking to, like, my parents. With my mom, I don't care as much. With my dad, I'll catch myself. I'm like, I just don't know what the fuck. I'm sorry.
Same. My mom, I say whatever I want to my mom, and she just has to deal with it. My dad, on the other hand, though, I feel more morally judged if I say fucking in front of my dad. Or if I am fucking in front of my dad.
Oh, your dad's a pussy.
Yes. And basically,
I feel like I could beat your dad in a fight.
I think so, too. Honestly, dude.
Maybe not when he could. No, he's always been like a weak man. Weak-minded, too.
Definitely weak-minded. And honestly, just weak in all aspects.
Your dad is the perfect example of if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. That's a good way to describe Dale. And honestly,
mostly because he can't stand anymore.
Well, I was about to say I think I could take him in a fight. It kind of feels like cheating, but
I don't know.
Just kick the stool out from under him, you know. Well, when he's not in his wheelchair.
Yes.
Yeah, because he likes that stool. He has that stool that he painted. It's got the little seashells he painted on it.
Yeah,
it's nice.
Does he still paint?
Yeah, he does. I mean, that's his, like, profession. He still paints.
Could I commission him to paint something?
Yes, you probably could.
With a fake name?
Damn it. Oh, my God, dude. I've been racking my brain what to get you for your birthday. I should get an original piece by Dale Watson.
Of just the Confederate flag.
You saluting the... God damn it. Stop.
Who is this?
It's a Discord message, and my phone's unlocked for some reason. It'll be you... saluting the Confederate flag with tears running down your face because of how beautiful it is to you.
Stands for freedom.
You know, you know what the funny thing about that is? It stands for literally the opposite of freedom.
It stands for...
It's like it's for freedom. It's like it's literally well, that's so why you could have slaves.
That's why they go to Heritage.
Yeah, because they're like, well, the freedom one's kind of a easily...
Their freedom to own slaves.
That's the real freedom. What have we become as a nation, Ryan? Bunch of pussies. I'll tell you that right now. Biden's in L.A. today.
Really?
Yeah. Joe Biden's probably only a matter of miles from us recording this right now. The leader of the free world.
You heard about that, like, fake bomb threat? Or not bomb threat.
Shooting threat. I saw that. Someone texted that to me. They were like, someone that worked for, like, the suicide
prevention hotline.
Yeah.
I mean, it turned out to be a fake, a hoax.
That's a good prank, dude.
No substance.
Yeah.
It's like the people who call in bomb threats to school. Did you ever call in a bomb threat to school?
Yeah.
Did you?
Once, yeah.
Did you?
I really didn't want to take a test. I didn't expect them to shut the whole school down. Did it work? No, I didn't fucking call a bomb threat into school, Ryan.
I don't know. I'm just asking. You could get away with it. You were a kid. What are they going to do, arrest you? The FBI's going to come in and arrest you as an adult?
They take that stuff very seriously. Like, if there's one thing they take seriously about kids...
Statute of limitations.
Well, they can't arrest me for it now.
No, they can't.
But back then,
have you ever called in a bomb threat?
Not to a school, or not to my not to my school at least. No, I've called them in many places, just not ever to school. I was too nervous; I'd get detention for that one. That's like
did you ever pull a fire alarm?
But that's the thing is, do they act like? I don't think they actually take it that seriously, which is what sucks. Like, well, they'll take it seriously to catch like the kid if it's like a prank, but when there's like actual like shit online that they like want to shoot up the school, like they don't really seem to take it that seriously.
Yeah, well, I'm guessing because they see so many people act this way.
Yeah,
it's really if you arrested everyone who acted sus,
Oof. Yeah, might have to call an emergency meeting for that one.
There might not be any more traffic in L.A. is all I'm saying.
You know what, dude? Honestly, Super Mega fans be wildin'.
They do. And y'all have been supporting us for 300 podcast episodes.
How many of you goobers have listened from the day we released the first episode of the podcast? Like, we dropped it and you're like, ooh, new podcast. And you listen to it and now you're still listening or watching now.
That's tier one. Now say, I'm tier one, baby. And now tier two are people who have listened to every single episode.
I have met people.
You can say I'm a tier two mother effer. So you got your two phrases that you can say. And then tier three, Matt, what's tier three? Someone who just started recently, like within the past, this year, who discovered us this year?
Maybe tier three is someone that has been listening for over 4 years.
Okay, over
but
4 years.
They've been listening since at least we recorded it at the Grumps office.
Okay.
And they found us through Game Grumps. And then tier four are people that are just now finding it through Creator Clash or something.
Yeah, and y'all just go tier three and tier four. You don't have a funny little phrase to say.
No. I mean, it's nothing to really be proud of.
Tier four is what again?
Like 2022 fans. Like people okay. that found out yeah, about yeah. us through
actually
through Creator Clash or the Brendan
three,
Fraser lawsuit.
Tier three doesn't get a special phrase. They just go tier three, no exclamation point. And then tier four, I feel like, should just tier four, my name Jeff.
Or they love Sumaga so much that they're crying tears for tier four.
Oh, true.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. How would they represent that? In the
take a picture of themselves crying?
No, they can't post pictures into the comment section.
Do you think? No, they're never going to do that on YouTube. That might, you know.
I don't know.
I can see them making it more like Twitter, honestly.
They have stories. They have like a feed. I mean, they've always had like a feed that you could update, but it's set up to be more like a Twitter feed.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I wonder if like they're ever going to let you, because Reddit just randomly was like, oh, you can put pictures in the comments now. And I was like, what? What the F? So I wonder if YouTube will ever do that. And if they did, we predicted the future.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, we've done that a lot.
I predicted the Switch.
You did predict the Switch. There's a clip of it online. And we actually predicted a lot of shit on the podcast that just ended up coming true. But I think it might be an example of confirmation bias to get scientific here, because are we really predicting things, or are we just talking so much that we're bound to say some things that are going to come true?
That.
Yeah.
But
I did well.
It's more goofy and fun if we say we predicted this.
What
stuff.
Was the one? There was one though that like we talked about someone and they like died
that's
day.
Happened multiple times.
What do you think at all? Do you have any even not even a like a solid belief, but maybe like a bit of skepticism that like maybe there is like a sixth sense that we don't understand yet that like transcends like physical bounds? And we're not able to scientifically understand it or prove it?
I don't know. It's because I don't know. I haven't researched, like, that type of shit, so I wouldn't know. And so I just kind of throw it up into a big bubble of stuff I don't know. Because then if I did research it and I still had questions, then I would feel like I'd be able to be like,
I have these, maybe like once every 3 months, I'll have a day where you have to shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we can wrap it up in a second. Do you need me to help wipe? This time?
No, I think I got it.
You didn't get it all last time.
If you could just run the bidet.
Okay.
So I can just put all of my focus into pushing.
But yeah, I have these days where I'll have a million coincidences in one day, and then like I won't have any more. But it's all always in one day. Like yesterday, for example, I was driving back from the gym to the Super Megaplex after, you know, working on my muscles. And
wait, show those babies real quick. Oh shit. Now flex that cock. Woo! That is good and veiny.
Yeah, very veiny, throbbing, pulsating. But basically, I had my Spotify playlist on shuffle,
mm-hmm.
and a Smashing Pumpkins song starts not even like half a second after I look up and see a Smashing Pumpkins billboard on shuffle. Just, and I was like, whoa, what the fuck? And then I was over here, and then Rav said, let's get it to me as I was typing, let's get it to somebody via text.
Shit like that's like interesting because there is no way to place it. But I feel like most coincidence now that I find comes to me having a conversation about something and seeing it like on TikTok or on Instagram, but in the place of an ad, because our phones still listen to
yes.
us. That's I think that's like a very like, yes, this happens.
We've just accepted that.
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of creepy?
It went from, look at this. I said this and then it showed me an ad.
Do you think they're listening? And it's like, oh, well, they're listening.
Yeah, they are.
They're listening. You know, there's probably some FBI agent right now laughing his ass off listening to this podcast.
There's got to be one person that works for the FBI that's a fan of the Super Mega Cast that listens, right? One.
I'm sure there's
employee.
At least one person that works for the FBI. They probably aren't allowed to go in the comments and say, oh, I work for the FBI. Or maybe you are. I don't know. FBI megaheads, reveal yourself.
Just say you work for the FBI in Minecraft.
Okay, yeah. Because then, I mean, well, they also don't need to state Federal Bureau of Investigation. Yeah. They could be female body inspector.
This is going to be a really good poop.
Okay. Well, we started strong. Let's end it strong, Ryan.
Well, I don't have to end it now. I can feel it.
Oh, well.
It's like one of those you can feel in your lower back first.
Yeah, honestly, as a surprise for the ending of episode 300, we're going to get a GoPro POV inside the toilet of Ryan taking a shit. And that's the kind of stuff that
you could imagine if we actually,
you know. How long would that stay up before it gets just taken down? Like, someone would have to at least just, like, listen to the whole thing and, like, or watch it and be like, wait, no way. Wait, they're not going to, and then they'd be one of the first people to see it and they'd be like.
Would that make it through the review process?
Yeah, I think so. Hey, dude, if it's like an hour long video and it's two dudes talking, I don't think anyone's going to manually watch it. And I don't know if the computers would even pick up. I don't even know if they'd be able to tell what they're looking at.
I mean, it took a bit for Logan Paul's video of a suicide victim hanging from a tree to get taken off of YouTube. And I don't even know if YouTube took it down or if he privated it first. I forget what the story was. All I know is I remember it being up for a bit. Because I saw it when I was at home and I was pissed and I was driving downtown Columbia to go see some friends because I was visiting home at the time. And I was like, oh, we're going to all fucking like rant about this. And I got to his place and I tried to show it to him. And I showed it to him. Then we tried to watch it again and it was taken down.
So fucked, man. Well, at least he'll be president in like a decade. And Jake Paul will be Secretary of Defense.
Jake Paul is a hero.
Oh, shit. Well, speaking of oh shit, should we get that GoPro fired up and charged?
Yeah,
and
yeah. I'm getting into the GoPro app right now. Oh, yeah, it's all set up. So,
sick. Well, it's been set up for all the guests.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've left it running, yeah.
Okay.
We set up for that one prank that one time on Rav, but then I left it going. Have some papes coming over later to the office.
Oh, shit.
Uh-huh. Knock it.
Hey. Poop or fart?
Don't.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. All right, I'll wrap it up then. Go do your thing and
thank you for watching episode 300 of the
Woo!
Cast.
That's right, baby. 300.
Can you believe that?
This
is actually
miserable sitting here after you did that over here.
This camera can't see me anymore.
You sure? I think I can see part of you.
Check real quick. See, Matt's going to check the camera. What does it see?
I see, like, two-thirds of you.
Okay.
I don't see your face, though.
Not even when I lean in like this?
Well, probably, yeah. I don't want to get back up, though.
Okay.
But, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Go check out our Patreon. You get these episodes without the ads. And now you can get the video version on Patreon without the ads. Not just the audio. So, guys, thanks. And we'll see you next time. And, Anything to say, Ryan?
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angi.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.